Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick, you heard him up in Alaska, Katmai Lodge. What a great report he gave, and hopefully we'll hear again. Going to have another, I'm so jealous, going to have another great day out there with he and Dallas and the whole gang up there. Boy, we have a great show going here. This has just been fantastic. I am learning a lot. I know you are too. Anthony Osterberg from Baker Marine right here on Shelter Island here, learning about binoculars and taking care of your binoculars and optics and all that good stuff. Really, really a fantastic experience. And speaking of optics, we're giving away a great prize.
That's
right?
Exactly it. Pete, man, giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses. It happens to be the Fantail Pro, the tortoise frame, and with the green mirror 580. And just Anthony and I were talking earlier, like the blue mirror is like an offshore kind of guy, and the green mirror is something I love, and fishing the inshore and just talking optics, man.
Yeah, it kind of works everywhere.
It does. It does.
It works. Yeah, it works really well. And Anthony's just been a wealth of knowledge.
Incredible.
And just fantastic stuff. And I'm gonna have to rework all my binocular ideas now.
We were just talking. How many people do you think are changing out their batteries as we speak?
Running to the boat with a fresh set of energizers.
With rechargeable.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I got to get a rechargeable ones because I've been using the straight.
Rechargeable's nice. I mean, you're not blowing through $10 worth of battery. And the thing with batteries I've noticed is that there's no rhyme or reason to why they go. Some of the most expensive batteries on the market today are the biggest culprits of corrosion.
Right.
It's like you can spend good money on good batteries and still end up with a disaster.
And you know what I find with my batteries is I keep them in the case with I always take them out of the binos, but I keep them in a case with the binos that I have, like a Pelican case that I built for that. And they seem to, like, I'll go. They go bad fast.
Mm-hmm.
They go bad really fast. So you pop it in. Oh, that one's not working. Oh, that one's not working. Be a lot better just to have the rechargeables on the boat and have them ready to go, right?
Well, I say use them for the day. Plop them out at the end of the day. Don't bother with, oh, I could get a couple more hours out of them. Just
recharge them.
Recharge them every day.
Are they lithium?
No. So, the old version didn't like lithiums very much. You can use a lithium in this new version, but the NIMHI batteries, just your standard rechargeable battery, is plenty fine.
Okay, the nickel metal hydride.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Hydride, that's it.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, hey, let's find out what's biting, Corey.
I know. We've got Mark Wish, Captain Mark Wish, ready with the FishDope.com report, and sponsored by Gamakatsu. And if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing the bite. Their 720 heavy-duty assist hook is the one for your nighttime jigging. And for bait fishing, nothing beats the Nautilus circle hook. And they come both in sizes as small as a number 4 all the way up to a 6-aught. And for the big fish, a Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. And the code this week, hook up now, lowercase no space, is what we're going to use if we're want to sign up for Bloody Dex.
$30 off a new Fish Dope membership. Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, Anthony. What a fantastic show, man.
All really good,
right?
I spent half my life offshore looking through binoculars, man. This is all close to home. I'm loving it for sure.
Yeah.
I got a pair of Fujinon 7x50s that I was trying to add it up. I can't hardly count that high, but 35 years old, I believe they are, and still perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, they're looking a little rugged, but, I mean, the optics are still perfect, crystal clear. I've never dropped them, thank God. But, yeah, I love them things. Anyway, great week of fishing here for the private boat fleet. Let me tell you, man, a huge spread of fish and nice weather and just some great catches in many different areas. So it's a couple of cover a few of them here. Up north, Beecher's Bay, Santa Rosa, it's really been the epicenter for some incredible halibut fishing this past week. A few sea bass mixed in there, too, and it's mostly that smaller school-sized fish. Seems like a lot of them big ones have passed on. But just incredible fishing on the halibuts there. Sport boats had one that was 42 pounds, another one 47 pounds this past week. Man,
jumbos.
That is just such good fishing. But got to watch the weather, though. It's starting to get breezy again. They had a nice stretch. We had a whole week of, like, flat calm. But looks like it's coming to an end for a few days here. So in Santa Monica Bay, sand bass, calico bass have been biting pretty good in there. But the bigger news is quite a bit of squid showed up down below Marina Del Rey. And it's going to be really interesting to see if some of those big sea bass swim out of the kelp from Palos Verdes and find that squid like they have in years past. There's been some epic fishing, some years, not all. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on that squid there. Also on the coast, famous Huntington Flats has been ground zero for some old school style sand bass fishing here for, God, most of a month now, or maybe a little more. Lots of bass in the zone are biting just about everything. It's just been really fun. It's just, you know, in the tackle store here the past couple weeks, it's just so great to see people coming in, like, smiling about going fishing because they can go out and catch some fish. It's just been awesome. So the sand bass fishing's been good, and a lot of them are really just nice, big, fat ones. And more barracuda pushing in. You know, some of the barracudas there in Huntington Beach, you know, that's a little mixed-size, a little smaller there. But up on a horseshoe, man, there's been some tankers, this old-school stovepipe style, kind of around the middle grounds of the horseshoe. And you want to learn how to fish those areas, guys. I wrote a whole book called 2 and 20 Fathoms. You can get it off our website. Teach you how to fish all of that stuff. At the islands, at San Nick and SBI outside, some sea bass, yellows, and halibut been, you know, biting steadily in the weather windows. But right now, our current window is closing. It's getting breezy out there. Catalina, nothing really exciting, nothing new, status quo. Clemente, good fishing on the bait grounds, both in the cove and up the back at both Lost Point and off the dunes there. Some big yellows, big sea bass, some really nice halibut there. But you got to check the Navy guys. They threw a lot of boats out of there yesterday. And where it's really getting interesting is offshore. Huge spread of fish, like 100 miles of fish, all the way from the outside of Coronado's up to just below San Nicolas Island. Most of that's bluefin, but what's interesting, starting to get a little bit of yellowfin mixing in, a few spots of yellowfin, some Kelpetta yellowtail for sure. And that area starts right outside North Island, between North Island and the 302. Yesterday there was some school-sized bluefin in there, and guys did pretty well, actually. And then what was interesting, Danny from Fish Dope was giving me the airplane report from yesterday. Between the 43 and the east end of Clemente, kind of just to the outside of the ridge, a plane saw a lot of fish, mid-grade bluefin, and no boats around at all, although I'm sure the boats will be there today. So be interesting to see how that checks out. And the rest of it, not too bad. The rest of it goes all the way up to the 7-Eleven below Nick there, that area. That's where most of the bigger fish have been caught, and there's plenty of them big ones up there. So overall, just a huge amount of fish. And what's nice for, you know, the private boat guys is the bluefin, for whatever reason, are not strictly in the bluefin mode. They're actually biting some jigs. Spreader bars have been working, cedar plugs have been working, some of the diving plugs like that. So you're getting actual jig strikes, which is so fun to hear those reels go off when they do. So
hook on it! Exactly. That'll love it. Of course,
exactly.
That's a great report. Of course, again, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You did the code hookup. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach, and we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, guys, it is definitely time to go fishing. You got nice weather fighting
right?
Fish. I mean, time, it's go time.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that report. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Thanks, sir. All right. Continuing on, we have our friend Rosie Flowers from St. Rose Sport Fishing. Good morning,
awesome.
Rosie.
Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. I hope you are all doing very well. And, boy, good old Cedros, it just keeps on producing. So These last few weeks, and I even think that Wayne touched on it a little bit, we've got a lot of bait in the water, a lot of sardines mixed in with some red crab, and a lot of these fish are coming up and showing us what they had a few minutes prior, so to speak. So guys are getting pretty creative down there, trying to make sure that we can still get everyone their personal best. And this last week, the name of the game was the reverse dropper loop. We had guys getting their personal best halibut, white sea bass. One guy, within an hour of each other, got a 35-pound white sea bass and a 35-pound halibut on the reverse dropper loop. He was very happy. The guys that are fishing with iron, whether it be surface iron, but more so, quite honestly, the full-size, like 6Xs, stuff like that, the full-size ones, blue and white, teal and white. Some guys are even pinning on a sardine and going down and still pulling up really big halibut, really big yellowtail, and also white sea bass. Calico bass are, you know, doing what calico bass do. We had groups getting upwards of 150 this last week. Again, the hot color was Corey's MC swim bait, the red and green MC swim bait.
Yeah. I know. Is that the BAL?
Well, yeah, cool. Absolutely. And it always just blows my mind. They come back and they said, it worked. It's like, really? No kidding.
Imagine that.
You know, it's almost like we might know what we're talking about. Oh. But anyways, we had a lot of halibut in the 5 and 6 pound range. And so, you know, that makes a lot of guys real happy there. But, you know, a lot of them are still going for that 10 pounder. But I think the largest this last week was just a little bit over 6 pounds. But they're all doing good. So there you go. That's our report for this week.
Awesome report, Rosie.
Sounds like a place I want to be.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how do we get there if we want to go, Rosie?
Yes. And, you know, I still have a few spots open. Unfortunately for a couple of guys, they needed to cancel. But that makes it good for somebody else. Best thing to do is to call me. Phone number for me is 619-772-7570. I suggest that you look at our schedule online at sadrosportfishing.com and see what dates are available, see if you can pull it off, and then give me a call, and we'll go through everything, and we'll get you on down there.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. Have a great week.
All right. You too. All right. And that wraps up our catch report. Of course, we're going to hear from the East Cape here at the bottom of the hour. Chris Barrick is going to fill in today for Chris, who's fishing in the Palmas de Cortez Dorado shootout today aboard Vaquera. So
how cool is that?
We're going to get the lowdown on that tournament. And you have a great text, huh?
I do. And I want to read this one because there's a lot of skiff guys out there, like myself, right, in a 21-foot boat. So good morning, boys. Quick question. 20-foot center console, fishing La Jolla sometimes a 9-mile bank. Is it worth getting a pair of stabilized binos? And that comes from Rory in Lakeside. He says, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't imagine going out on a 20-foot skiff without them, to be honest.
And I bring this up because, I mean, there's tens of thousands of people that listen to the show and are center console, fish sport boats a lot, but have their own center console. Yeah. And you could be at the south end of La Jolla and see what's happening 3 to 4 miles outside of you, 3 to 4 miles to the north of you, without moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think about how much fuel costs, how much you burn, how much your boat costs, how limited time you get on the water. You want to maximize. Yeah. And the number one way to maximize your fishing offshore is with a pair of stabilized binoculars.
Yeah.
Period. Throw away the radar. Throw away the fish finder. That pair of techno stabies is going to pay for itself in fishability long, long time.
And if you have them 6 to 10 years, I mean, let's just put a realistic number out there, right? I drop them over the side or something stupid happens, right?
Yeah. It's a good bang for your buck, for sure.
Like, highly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, for Rory, I mean, a pair of skiff stabies, I mean, what if he's coming in to get them today, what is he walking out?
Likely with a TSX, the 1440 Techno Stabby. You're right at $12.99. They got them in yellow, blue, and black.
Okay. We can throw the face shields on that binocular, so that's very popular.
That's the new model, yeah.
That's the newer model.
You definitely
I recommend
get the
a good hard case for that, which we sell in the shop as well.
Like a Pelican style case.
They come with a nice pouch case that's, you know, fine for most use. But if you're on a skiff, I recommend a good hard Pelican style case. And then, yeah, that's the binocular for him. That's what we use on our little skip jack. I have access to the gyros, and every now and again I'll take a gyro out. But
so all in. So Techno Stabies is
$12.99. And then face shield another $60, and then the case is another $60.
Okay, so the cases are pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All in there. You're getting out of there,
and go find yourself.
Believe
me,
Rory.
Good set of batteries, and you're good.
It'd be a great investment for you. And speaking of longevity, and this is from Brian in Mission Viejo, who says, "Hey guys, great show. Question for Anthony: what is the biggest mistake people make in maintaining their binoculars? I have a pair of Techno Stabies, and I'd love for them to last a long time. So, what is the longevity of that if you take care of it, and how do you take care of them?"
Yeah, good solid decade you should get out of those before they need, you know, a refreshing. And our typical overhaul on those would consist of a new stabilizing system and a new focusing system. Those are the two main components in that binocular that get replaced, again, after about a decade of use or a heavy drop.
Uh-huh.
The two biggest things, and we've touched on them, is taking the batteries out and keeping the binoculars clean, keeping the salt water off the metal. If it does get salt spray, wash it off. Once that's done, dry them off, and you're good to go. A good cleaning with a good microfiber and moisture.
So the Techno Stabies are also waterproof,
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm.
You just hose them off?
Yeah, I like light, under the faucet.
Under
very,
the faucet.
Very, very light.
Light.
If they got sprayed really good in that objective area, just a nice little splash of water.
Okay.
Like I said, I like a little soapy water.
Do they float?
They do. The new Techno Stabby does float.
They do
float?
The
only one that I do
sell. So if you drop it over the side,
you'll have some time to get in and get
it. What about the Stabby-scope?
Stabby-scope does not.
Does not.
It will
slowly
sink.
But the new Techno Stabby does.
The new Techno Stabby does.
Oh,
we do offer float straps at the shop, too, so if anybody is interested in saving themselves.
I'm sure Chris Barrick has a pair, right?
Yeah.
You think?
Sure. Well, you would think. I'll bet Mike on the Tribute has them. Good morning, Mike.
Mike?
Good morning. Yes, they know me well. I had a dozen pairs between the Stabies and the Techno Stabies, and I did not have the new one float, and I'm not going to try it out.
Don't ask.
It can be made where crew members leave them and drop them and everything else. And if they enter the water, I'd just be beside myself. So.
Yeah, for sure. So how's fishing?
You know, it's been great. I mean, really, really good. I ran the last trip we got in yesterday, and it was a little bit on the slower side compared to how it has been, but we still had 31 bluefin. A lot of them 80 to 120 pounds. I think our big fish is about 140. And the numbers don't really tell the tale on that one. We had about a 2 hour to 2.5 hour bite where they bit everything. The casualty rate was high. Some guys trying to fish a little bit lighter line, 80 pound, and get their jigs down there, but it was pretty ridiculous for a while, and it just carries on. Cats and Ian left on a standard day and a half trip last night, and they already have 15 bluefin on the boat. Something that's kind of neat, and I'm sure you guys have seen it over the last few days, is local fish, daytime fish. I think the Sea Watch had like 27 bluefin, some yellowtail and a yellowfin on their trip day before yesterday, and the guys are seeing a sign of daytime fish here this morning. A little bit more yellowfin in the mix, and some nice yellowtail as well. So we have some one days coming up at the end of the month that have room on them, and obviously easy within one day range. Actually, where they were fishing last night's one day range as well. So we're pretty stoked about how things are starting to look. That nighttime bluefin fishing for the last 3 weeks has been ridiculous. We've had, I mean, just unbelievable nights on fish. Some of them up to like, I think big fish lately leaves 220 pounds. So it's been good.
Yeah, it's been good.
Really, really good.
So how often are you visiting Anthony at Baker Marine?
Honestly, probably like 6 to 7 times a year.
Is it to maintain your binos?
We've gotten to the point where we have so many of the Techno Stabies, and the Techno Stabies are awesome for the price. They get left in the bucket. They get dropped. I had a point last year where I had 2 sets of binoculars with them, and I didn't even know about it because we have so many rotating pairs. But the Stabiscopes obviously are my go-to. They're great glasses. They can work on them locally. The actually, you know what? I have more than that because I have a couple of their pairs that that Anthony makes for hunting, the small ones.
I probably have 15
pairs.
Yeah, he's got a lot. His crew runs fast and break stuff, you know.
Yeah. So that's that $800 pair you were talking about. Correct. And you like those for hunting, Mike, huh?
They're a lot smaller than the Technos. I was out with Pat Cavanaugh doing a wild boar hunt last year, and we got those things out. You can sit there and pick apart a hillside with no problem, and they're not any bigger than, you know, most of your standard hunting binoculars. They're a great addition if you leave them in a backpack or whatever. But they, from a hunting standpoint, they're great. They're kind of a game changer.
That's cool.
I wouldn't say it's cheating, but it's pretty darn close.
You'll take it, right?
Yeah. Yes, and I have told my crew that I think we single-handedly support them throughout the off time of the year by how much business we put through Baker.
Yeah.
Mike is a good customer.
He's a good customer. Yeah. That's good. Hey, Mike, if somebody wants to come fishing on the Tribute, fishing sounds unbelievable right now. It's time to go. How do we do that?
It is. Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com, and take a look at our social media. I just posted some more pictures this morning of yesterday's trip. And like I said, Ian called in. Had 14 bluefin in the dark. And, I think they just picked up another one, so they have 15. And they're seeing spots up. There's been good kelp paddy fishing. So whether you're going to be on a reverse overnight or some of our standards, or even the one day is coming up, it looks like it's things are lining up to be a normal summer.
Love it.
We're excited about it.
All right. Get on the Tribute. And, Mike, always appreciate your reports. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you, I hope, real soon with another report.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Anthony.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I mean, that just tells you how important they are, right? 12 pair?
Yeah, they've got a lot. I mean, it happens, you know, guys.
Well, it's an important piece of
It's a tool
equipment.
That
it's
they
tool.
Need. So, they you know, one goes down, and they can't wait the 4 weeks, 5 weeks to get it back. They get another one, and then go for it, you know. They
right.
Need, they need it.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of boats that also need it, Royal Star, we mentioned last week, had an opening or two here on a trip coming up at the end of July. Check that out at royalstarsportfishing.com. I know our Let's Talk Hookup trip is leaving today, our four-day. Dave Dolan is hosting that. Our four-day Let's Talk Hookup trip is leaving on the Royal Star today, so good luck to those anglers. And then here's a rare one, too, the American Angler, also one of your customers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian and Ray and mm-hmm. such, Lori. They have a spot left on an August 23rd 8-day trip, which is unheard of, right? So if you – absolute prime time. You want to grab that spot, they go fast. Call Lori in the office at 619-223-5414 or book online at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Now, I can't imagine an 8-day in August. I mean, that sounds like perfect timing, right?
What?
I mean, to be able to get down and
that yellowfin fishing is unbelievable right now.
And quality.
Yeah. Paula Poor is on the Intrepid right
okay.
now. He sent me some video of them hookless poppers. Because they have all the yellowfin they want.
Yeah.
The fish are jumping out of the water to eat the hookless poppers.
Oh, so cool. I mean, isn't that what we live for?
Yeah, you're tingling right now.
Right.
I love fishing that popper.
I want on it.
Yeah,
please.
That's how good the fishing is down
there.
Oh, man. And you know what? It's coming.
Please.
I think August, September here is going to be
and
off
the
charts.
The few spots that are up here, I mean, the fish are quality.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
we've heard 30 to 70 or maybe even a little bit bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure. Now, you have a great text. Huh?
I do, and it comes from Cliff in Blossom Valley. Thank you for sending the text, Cliff. Last year, I bought a compact Techno Stabi 12x28 at a great price from you. And how does that fit in with the current lineup? And do I need to know to get rechargeable? Now he knows to get rechargeable
right.
batteries. Yeah.
So that binocular actually runs off of a battery that is not prone to leaking. It's a small little
internal
CR28, almost like a microphone battery or wireless, you know, camera battery.
Which one is that?
1228.
1228.
It's a Fujinon 1228. So a very compact, small. Think, you know. think opera glass almost, that's stabilized. Okay. So that's the beginning of their line. They started a 12-28. They make a 16x28, more geared for the birder, the hunter, outdoor use. About a 2 degrees worth of stabilization per second. Good binocular. An upgrade for him would for boat use would be the Techno Stabby. You're going to get a little bit more power, bigger field of view with the 40mm objective lens, and just more stable.
Yeah. Well, how cool they make them that small.
They do. It's a cool little glass. Throw it in your pocket, bring it to a ball game, whip it out, and now you're using a 12, 12 magnification,
right,
which normally standing here using my elbows holding 12 power is a difficult task. You get a couple coffees in you in the morning, or you're hiking and you're breathing hard. At 12 power, the heartbeat in your wrist is going to shift your image a little bit. So it's
I'm thinking a lot. Going through my mind right now, we heard from Rosie and Cedros. How cool would it be to bring your own pair and help in the Pongero?
Right.
Look at fish at the
So
would it be that one, or would you do the one that Mike uses for hunting? The Baker one.
I'd prefer that one. A little bit more power, a little bit bigger field of view with that 42mm objective lens.
What's the difference in price between those two?
Not much now. My $799 at the Baker is going to beat that Fuji price-wise.
Wow.
I think they start at $799 retail.
Wow.
And, of course, everything's going to go up here with tariffs maybe inbound from Japan.
Sure.
So,
right now,
right now is the time to buy.
Yeah.
Things may change here in the next 60 days.
Well, just regardless, anything in our life isn't going down in price, right? So, if you bought now before tariffs, you're kind of guaranteeing yourself. If you got the loose money hanging around, why wouldn't you?
Now is the time.
Another good question Sean in Blossom Valley has is, I wear prescription sunglasses. Do you have a binocular that works for focusing without my glasses on? Or with glasses on? What's the story on somebody that wears glasses?
Glasses, with the new Techno Stabby and most binoculars, you can use them with glasses or without. The Techno Stabby's got a twist down eye cup. That's typically what that is for in a binocular, is to be able to remove some of that distance between the glass and your eyeball. So if you've got glasses that are now in front, you can twist those eyepieces down, put them right up to your, put the binoculars right up to your glasses use both.
Okay.
Which would be very cool for something like these Costa glasses with the tint in them. If you liked the way that looked, you could wear those sunglasses with the polarization.
Oh, and still look
and
through.
And still put them up.
Now, what about with the Baker Eye Shield? You don't want it to.
You can't do that. Yeah, there's not enough room for the face shield and glasses. So most binoculars will allow you to compensate for any difference you have between your eyes, either individually focused, each eye is individually focused on the binocular, or some kind of system where you've got a main focus wheel and then a diopter adjustment on one side to make up for differences between your eyes, because not everybody's eyes is the same.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, let's find out what's biting down the Eastcape. Now, Chris from Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina is fishing on Vaquera right now in the Von Mormer Resorts Dorado Shootout. So we have our good buddy, Calico Master, Chris Barrick on the line. Good morning, Chris.
The man. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, Anthony. God, what a great show, guys.
It's super good,
Anthony, I got a pair of, old pair of 8x50 Baker Marines that the smaller ones that I've used for a couple decades that I'm going to bring up to San Diego and have you guys go through them next time I come up.
Yeah, be willing to do that. Those were great ones. Those old 90s vintage small Bakers.
And for skiff fishing, they've just been phenomenal.
Yep, run and gun.
But, anyway, it's interesting down here right now. Very few Dorado. We had one come to the scales yesterday that's 54 pounds, but there's only two caught all day.
Wow.
So, and it's pretty much outside hit or miss. They're getting them while they're trolling for marlin usually. But the rooster fish bite has been the best I've seen it in probably a couple decades. It's
really
unbelievable. If you want to catch a big rooster fish, now's the time to be here.
Wow.
And the stuff's coming out of deeper water, like 60 to 80 foot. But it's just, a lot of 35 to 50, 55 pound fish.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, just phenomenal. Judy and I went last week, just a goof-off day, and we got a big rooster fish, about a 35-pound Toro, a big pompano for dinner, and went outside and caught a 250-pound blue marlin all before noon.
What?
Sweet. That's incredible, Chris.
And that's in your 21-foot skiff.
In the 21 Parker, yep.
Yeah.
Incredible, incredible. Why? So that rooster is usually in shallow on the beach, isn't it? Like, why would?
Yeah, it's for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. We've got good bait down here right now. We got sardines, caballitos, and greenjacks, and they're on it.
Wow.
But it's just, man, it's cool.
So the Dorado shootout today, you said 105 boats, is that right?
Yeah, 103. We went down early this morning in the Rhino and watched the shotgun start, and it's overcast. It's a beautiful day today. It's just, we've been pretty sultry down here. So the overcast was a little nice break this morning. But the other thing we've got down here right now is a really good blue marlin bite. I mean, probably as many or more blues as stripers that people are catching right now.
Wow.
No real big ones, but if you want to catch a blue marlin, now's the time to do it, too.
That might account for the lack of Dorado, huh?
Good. Yeah. So, and you can get on the reef and meter around and fish the jigs and that kind of stuff and still catch plenty of, you know, pargo and cabrilla and bottom fish and that kind of stuff. But it's, overall, the fishing's good. We've got some tuna, but it's way outside. And, nothing big. The big ones are like 20, 25 pounds.
Well,
but for the most part, it's good.
Outside of that, Chris, how stoked are you to have Chris from the Curing Company and Cantina? I bet to have that place within arm's distance of you is kind of cool, huh?
I tell you what, it makes life really easy. We go out and catch fish. I go to the dock and drop them off. You know, I'll bleed them and EKG me them and give them to the guys, and their fish processing is good as anybody's in the world.
Yeah.
They just do a phenomenal job. So the smokehouse is great. The Vaquera is a great boat. I've fished on it many times. 35 Cabo stabilized. Chris does a great job with the smokehouse and the restaurant and the bar, and it's a beautiful thing to have living down here.
Yeah. Wow, so cool. Well, thanks for filling in for Chris. Good luck to him and Vaquera today. Hope they catch that 50-pound Dorado and take the car and the big shootout today for Van Wormer Resorts. Hopefully he'll give us a report tomorrow and fill us in what happened.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and watch the weigh-in this afternoon, and I'll text you the results.
All right, sounds great. And, yeah, tell him if he has time, give us a call tomorrow and give us the report. And Chris, great job, Chris. Great to hear from you. I'm looking forward to seeing you in October and hanging out with you and Judy and going diving with you, going fishing with you, the whole deal when we have our Palmas de Cortez tournament there in October. So look forward to it.
Yep, I look forward to it every year, buddy.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate the report.
All right.
Such a cool guy. And, hey, we're going to be back with another cool guy, another section of Anthony Osterberg from Baker Marine when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and with Corey here, we're talking Tranks.
What else would it be?
What else would it be? Right? Swim bait, you're heading for Xedros, you're heading for that incredible sand bass fight we're having up
and down. How about Haida-Gwaii?
Haida-Gwaii,
man.
We're going to Haida-Gwaii in a couple weeks.
Got my 400 Tranks, and I even bring a 500, man. I put on my big boy pants.
Okay, and fish the Lincod with that.
dude, a big old slug and a 16-ounce lead head.
I'm telling you, that's the way to go. That's the thing about Tranks is the versatility. And you have anything down from a 150 all the way up to the 500. You can catch freshwater bass, saltwater bass, or big tuna on those fish.
I own every one in the lineup.
And they are all have a great spot. So check it out, the lineup of Shimano Tranks at your local Shimano dealer.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sanspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable adventure that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, all this bino talk and staving scopes and just the whole thing, I'm learning so much, and I know a lot of our listeners are too. And if you're already a customer of Anthony's, you already know who we're talking about and talking to. And if you don't know who he is, he definitely, from Baker Marine, it's just a good guy, good family, and just a history. And it's all right here in our backyard. Yeah, we're literally looking at
the roof. But now we have a lot of listeners, don't forget, in Orange County, L.A., Santa Barbara and such. Do you have a website? I mean, can you ship? I mean, how does that work if you're out of town and you don't want to drive to San Diego?
Yeah, absolutely. We get a lot. I'd say a majority of our repairs that come in are from out of the county. So you're always welcome to ship stuff in. Our website's www.bakermarine.com. Very easy to remember. Repair forms are on there. You can order products on there. We ship everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can ship them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Ship to Montana.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tax-free.
Hawaii?
Tax-free.
That's right.
Hawaii. I ship a lot to Hawaii.
A lot to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I actually have a text that comes from Hawaii right now. And it's,
give it to us.
Good morning, fishermen. I have a 16-foot double haul out here in Hawaii. What type of binocular would you recommend for me? And it comes from Chris. He says, mahalo.
Mahalo. The TSX 1440 is my most popular binocular that I sell in Hawaii. They do like the gyros out there. When they go gyro, they typically go to the 16 power out there. They're looking more for birds on the horizon. They don't have the paddy fishing out there like we do. So they're mainly looking for birds and what I hear a lot of, you know, like rubbish buckets and things that are floating on the water.
Yeah, just holding fish.
Just something.
Yeah.
Something out
anything,
in the middle
crates,
of
crates, whatever it might be.
Yep.
Yeah, and there might only be one. You know, I don't want to say dumb seagull, but I mean, just you wouldn't look at a seagull as being fishy, but if he's standing on a crate 4 miles away, it might be something you're
the most likely to come on there, right? So could you see a seagull on a crate 4 miles away with
Absolutely. Stadium? Absolutely. Yeah, at 14 power, that's an easy target.
Easy target.
Yeah.
Sometimes it amazes me when I look through my gyro binoculars how far away you're seeing an object. Mm-hmm. It's like you pull down the gyros. It's like, you can't see it.
Yeah.
Pull it back up. There it is. And then how far you have to travel to get to that spot, right?
Yeah.
To get there.
That's the one funny one I remember them talking about. Actually, Tim Ekstrom's talked about it. You know, the distance they can see and just like, sure.
Right. We're, keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep going. Yeah. Another interesting one here, too. So This is from Matt in Penasquito. It says, great show. I like to put my iPhone up to my monocular glasses and take a picture. Can this be done with a Technostabie?
It can. It's got a big enough focal length and focal box that it could. Fujinon doesn't make an accessory for it. There are plenty of people that do make, you know, universal camera adapters that you could fit up to it.
Oh, really?
I've seen some amazing video that Fujinon has done with the Technostabie through an iPhone camera, just to kind of show you the difference. So it can be done. There is no accessory out there that they sell, but anything.
But there are accessories that you can actually mount to Technostabies or the Stabiscope.
Yeah, Stabiscope or anything with an eye lens. You know, I think it's typically made for spotting scopes and telescopes and things like that. That's what the product is designed for. But yeah, it'll work on a Techno. It's got the big enough image for it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
You don't have to lie to your friends anymore.
Right,
about
exactly.
All
the fishing, here's the picture.
Here's the proof.
Here's the real. The
that
real
was
deal.
Huge.
Yeah. So I have a text here, Anthony, and it's more of a comment and just kind of a cool thing. Good morning, gentlemen. A couple of my buddies have been telling me to get a pair of gyros for the longest time now. I was actually looking at these last week. I happened to sit down and catch the show this morning, and I am feeling extremely lucky that you guys are actually talking about these type of binoculars. I did not realize there were two different kinds. Thank you for explaining that, and I will be putting in an order here soon. That comes from Chris in Queen Creek, Arizona.
Right on, Chris.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So he can actually purchase them, and you can ship them
right there.
And actually check out what you have, and again, the website.
BakerMarine.com.
That's as simple
easy
as it can
find.
Easy as it gets.
Yeah, for sure. So this one from John in San Diego says, curious if the Baker House brand stabilized binos float.
They do not.
Okay, that's the 800, the 799 ones we were talking about for hunting and
correct.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, not they don't float. I do, like I said, I do offer a float strap that would easily float that binocular if it did take a swim.
Yeah.
But
the Technostabie now does.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not going to bob on the surface like a lobster float, but it suspends itself right there at the surface where you could get a net on it quickly, or I'd probably be jumping in.
Yeah. Right? Is the Baker stabilized the smaller one?
Correct.
Are they waterproof?
They are.
They are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same amount of waterproof capabilities. You know, it's 3 meters at 30 minutes. You know, O-ring sealed. It'll take a splash.
Okay. So 3 minutes of submersion.
30 minutes of submersion at 3 meters. I've seen the old Technostabies a few times actually on sinking boats. You know, they go and recover the boat hours later, and the binoculars still pretty good shape. You know, obviously they need to be taken apart and cleaned up and, you know, re-rubberized. Some of that water will get up underneath the rubber and parts, so they need to be cleaned up, but they're not dead.
They're recoverable. That's crazy.
What if you have an older pair that's not waterproof, like a Stabiscope?
Stabiscopes are waterproof.
Oh, they are.
Mm-hmm. They just don't float.
They don't float, yeah. What if you have a pair of binoculars that gets wet? Are they recoverable?
They are. You know, you look at some of these older World War II era binoculars that were waterproof but maybe lost their, you know, waterproofness over the years, and they do get moisture inside. They are, you know, we can clean them up and fix them. It's just a matter of, are they worth putting the money into? You know, I do from time to time get binoculars in the $100 range retail wise that people want us to go through because of moisture intrusion. It's just not worth the effort.
Might be more of a nostalgic, you know,
and we do that.
Grandfather's or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or they just want to hang on to it.
Yep, we do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Where it's maybe, you know, you might throw a couple $100 into the repair, and they might only be worth a couple $100 after the repair, but it was, you know, it was grandpa's, and you want to keep it in the family.
Yeah, so cool.
What are the hours of operation? It's like if somebody, of course, the website's on 724, shipping and such like that, but what if somebody wants to stop in to the shop on Shelter Island?
So we are open 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. We do compass adjustments along with binocular repair. So, for instance, last week we were out a couple of times during the day out in the field doing a compass adjustment. So it's always best to call before you come down. We're usually always there in the morning. It's that afternoon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, where we may be out of the shop for an hour or so.
But in the morning, starting at 7 a.m., you guys are there working on
best time to get us, yep.
Yeah. carrier. And of course, it's right there, right next to Pearson's Fuel, mm-hmm. or adjoining, actually, Pearson Fuel, right next to the Marlin Club.
Yep.
Right across from Nielsen Beaumont.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, we're literally looking at them.
Yeah. Right there.
But, and stop by, and you can check out.
Yeah, please do. I usually have all of these products that we've talked about in stock.
In stock.
And can do a side-by-side comparison. It's fun. I like watching people. You know, they'll take up one and look at it and wow, and then take up the next, wow, and then go back and forth and try to figure out what they like best in each product and make a decision.
It's crazy. Yeah. I think of how many, not only sport boats, but the skiff guys that drive past back and forth, go to the South Island launch ramp right there, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
It's pretty amazing to me, though, that the technology now in stabilized binoculars can get down to, like, field glasses now.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
It's unbelievable.
That's where the technology is going. It's making it more affordable and making it smaller.
How long is that technology? I mean, I'm guessing 10 years, 12?
Yeah, gyro's been around for a while. Gyro's probably 30 years or plus. But, yeah, this newer stuff with the electronic stabilization has been about 15 years, and that's just getting smaller and more affordable. So you can put it in a smaller package.
And that was my
smaller binocular
question, too, Anthony. Like, the price from 15 years ago to today, it's actually more affordable today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when the Technostabby first came out, almost 20 years ago now, they were running right at $15.99. And you can go out now and buy a brand new top of the line one for $12.99. So it's gotten pretty
more affordable. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Hey, I have to read this because it's just a super fun text. It's from Greg in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He says, I lived in San Diego for 45 years. I live part-time in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I haven't fished in 60 years, but I listen all the time. I'm not sure if San Diego connection or just a positive feedback vibe. Keep up the great work.
But yeah.
Thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate that very much. Always nice to hear. Yeah,
it's so cool. I know we have so many people that listen, Pete, and, you know, not only in the San Diego area, but all around. And it's, dude, the Stabby and Gyro, it's a part of everyone's life. Like you're saying, Mexico, Canada, like you service everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, I can't imagine.
Yeah, you talk about going to Guam. I mean, we haven't really mentioned that. You fly to Guam quite often now.
Yeah, two times a year.
To do what?
So, again, compass adjusting. So, the compasses. And then I do a little binocular scouting on the binoculars on the big ships, but we get hired to go out there and adjust compasses aboard Navy vessels. And so we do it here. We do it there. We do it up in San Francisco. Every ship has a magnetic compass, and that compass needs to be adjusted every few years to take up for any difference that the ship has, whether it's welding they've done on the ship or they've added a radar dome or just things change over the years with the magnetism of that actual ship. So the compasses need to be adjusted, and we go out there and do it.
First question is, with all the electronics now, why does the Navy still have a compass? Why do sport boats still have a compass? Why do I still have a compass?
Right. The law, I suppose. It's easier to steer. I mean, sitting behind a boat, I like to look at that compass and just get positive feedback of this way versus that way.
Right.
It's if everything goes sour or GPS goes down for a minute, you're going to want to know which way's back home.
Yeah, it's just a basic form of navigation. That it's there. All your electronics go down, you still have your compass.
Still have the compass.
And that's why the Navy's so...
Yeah.
But that's crazy. I mean, you think about the worldwide travel of the U.S. Navy, and here's Baker Marine right here in San Diego.
So this is a funny question, and I don't know that you can talk about this. It's from Joe LaMesa. He says, good morning, great show. Question for Anthony, can you tell us about any fixed devices on Point Loma used by the military for security purpose? Have you worked on these?
No, I haven't. I do know of some, but no, I don't know of any fixed devices. They do use binoculars. I've got a couple of estimates out right now for, Navy security within the bay looking for... For technostabbies, that's what they're going to end up purchasing. Yeah.
I can tell you this. At the National Monument out at Cabrillo National Monument,
when they have open days
and the bunkers are open, it's well worth the visit. You climb down into the bunkers where they used to have, they have the little open visual where they're basically underground for sight. And they have like the fixed mount binoculars down there, still in the demo one, of course, that they have. So if they ever have open house, you're into that, it's worth checking out.
It's part of our history. It's World War II, looking for oncoming traffic at night and whatever it might be.
And fixed mount binoculars date back to
World War I, maybe. Yeah. I mean,
what's the oldest one you've ever seen?
Some stuff from the 30s and 20s. I get a lot of World War II memorabilia, and binocular products are plentiful. There's still a lot of stuff out, but it's really cool to see still. You know, I mean, you crack open a 1942 pair of binoculars, and you're the first person to open it up, and I can't do the math for 70-plus years.
Right.
It's pretty neat.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very neat.
Very neat. Quentin in Fontana has a good question here. This is, good morning, Pete, Corey, and Anthony. This is so much good information. Anthony, I got on the Baker Marine website, again, bakermarine.com, and with all the stuff that's been discussed, to see all the different models, my question is, how often does the TSX 1440 get remodeled by Fujinon? If I were to get one, would I want the newer model next year? It's a good question.
They are not Apple. They do not change it every year. This new model has been out for about 4 years, and the previous model was out for about 14, 15 years before that. So they're on their second version, and I don't see them doing anything for another 10-plus years.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. It's that stable. I mean,
that stable, that good. I mean, it's...
That TechnoStaby 1440.
Yeah, the TSX, the new TSX.
The new TSX. It's that good.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the old TSX and the new TSX?
Battery life, stabilization. So better stabilization, about 20% more than your old TechnoStaby. Battery life is about doubled. So we go up into that 18 hours versus about 8 or 10.
Yeah.
Twist-up eye cup that allows us to add our face shield, which has been very, very popular amongst the fishermen these last few years since we've had it out. Better feel. They're no lighter, but customers very regularly will look at that new TechnoStaby, pick it up and hold it and say, wow, this is lighter than my old TechnoStaby. It's not. I mean, it's an ounce lighter, but it just feels lighter. It's got a better feel in your hand.
Yeah.
And then color options, like I mentioned before. Blue, yellow is very popular amongst the fishermen.
Because you
can
see it.
Yeah. Which I like. Dropping it, or just it's sitting in a very precarious position. Like, ooh, I got to put that down before it falls over.
I definitely don't want it to blend in.
No
doubt about that.
We have so many texts, Pete, it's just crazy. And this one, you know, hey, Anthony, can you buy a soft case for the Fujinons from you? And
yeah.
It comes from Charlie and Gardenia.
Yep.
So you can give just go on to Charlie. Baker Marine?
Yeah, I don't have those on the website, but I do have plenty of them in stock, so give us a shout. We'll give you a good deal.
Simple enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I want to take a minute to talk a little bit about a great place that we all love here in Southern California and Point Loma, and that's Point Loma Seafood.
How did I know?
Right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Place is just unbelievable. I was over there this week. They have fresh king salmon from the Northwest. They have fresh Alaskan halibut. They have fresh sea bass, but one of my favorites, Corey, is the fresh black sea bass.
Oh,
yeah, I love black sea bass.
And nothing better.
Yeah, and so they're right now, if you want a piece of fresh fish, their array of fresh fish is second to none. You have a taste for yellowfin, you have a taste for halibut, you have a taste for black sea bass. It is the place. But then, if you want sushi, their sushi chef, beyond compare. He is so fantastic, and so many great varieties there.
Preparing it right off to the side.
And if you want a California roll, it's real crab. Not crab with a K. It's crab with a C. It's the real deal. And that is what Point Loma Seafood is. It is the real deal, and it is the place you need to go for fresh fish, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
And it's summertime, and we've got family traveling in from out of town. Where else do you take them, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
You take them down to Point Loma Seafood, show them the landings, and you've got your parking can be difficult down here at the landings, period, but at Point Loma Seafood,
they have their own parking lot. Yeah, for sure. Hey, real quick, if I have a pair of binoculars that need repair, and I'm out of town, best to just call you first, or you said go on the website.
Just go on the website. I have a repair form on there. Fill that thing out. It's a contact sheet, name, address, phone number. Include that in with the binoculars inside the box and send them on in. I try to make it as easy as possible. Okay. No RMA numbers. I don't need you know, pre-authorization.
Do you want to insure those, I would think?
You do. You do. It's a good idea to insure them for at least the replacement value, unless, of course, there's something sentimental, and then, you know, how do you put a figure on that? Yes. But I'd still insure them.
Yeah, for sure. Things happen. Hey, we're going to be right back, man. It's been a really fun show. When we do come back, we're going to find out who's won this pair of optics, man. Costa sunglasses. When we can return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome!
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and so stoked to have you in studio, Anthony, but only one winner.
Only one.
Go ahead and flip the coin. We'll find out, text or a caller.
Ooh, good.
That's a real one, right?
That's the real
caller. Caller goes to Charlie in Gardenia.
Congratulations, Charlie. Very good questions, and thanks for all the people that participated both as callers and also a lot of texts, a flood of texts.
Yeah, that was great.
It was really, really good. Super information, and I learned a ton. I'm going to immediately go out and get the Energizer rechargeable batteries for my Fuji knowledge, for sure. And if somebody wants more information about what's going on with you guys, how do we find you?
Yeah, best thing is website, www.bakermarine.com, or give us a shout. We are there for you on the phone, 619-222-8096.
And then, of course, bakermarine.com, all the information, just call them up. Or stop by,
yeah,
and the mornings are best, right? Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, we're there.
All right. Well, keep up the great work. You guys are fantastic, and we sure appreciate you and Fujinana and your support of Let's Talk Hookup here. We're very grateful for that.
Thanks for having us, guys.
All right, thanks. We'll have you again, please. All right. Hey, we'll have you again tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Jim Hendricks. Yes, the Jim Hendricks is going to be here from Saltwater Sports Center in CCA, California, fresh back from ICAST. Ooh. You'll have all that information tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook Live, 97.3 The Fan, and, of course, that Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.